Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We will drink a toast coming up. The shot of the day is on the way and the return of No S. Sherlock. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Ted, we just wanted to revisit something. I don't even remember what the question was, but the idea, a queen came up. Talking about queens, and you would say,
hey,
man.
About centaurs. And then it was like, who would want to sleep with a centaur? Half
right.
Horse.
How am I sexy?
Good enough for queens.
I'm half horse, right. And you brought up, you said there's a queen who as legend has
it. Is it Marie Antoinette?
Died. No, it was not Marie Antoinette. Kids, don't run with that one.
Yeah, right.
No, you know what? Run with that one.
Yeah, do that one.
You know, she died. Same thing with Joan of Arc.
Sure.
No, apparently, the rumor is that Queen Catherine the Great of Russia at some point.
I like big ones.
Had a horse, and died, of course, because of the force. Yeah, apparently she died. That's the rumor, man. I don't know. Yeah, apparently she died while having
sex with
the
biggest penis in all of Russia.
Leaves the night.
I only found this. I found this horse. I will. Yeah.
Big
hey,
Dummy!
Wilbur. Tell you about the time I killed royalty.
And that's why I don't drink vodka.
Right there. You get drunk, have sex with a horse, next thing you know, you're dead.
The inspiration for Mongolian beef.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brian, you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober today.
Welcome to the show, Brian.
All right. Good to be back.
What are you picking here on our men's room poll? You want to fight 26-year-olds, 20 seniors, or 7 wiener dogs?
I'm going to go with 7 wiener dogs, because dogs don't like water, so all I need is a water hose, and I win.
All right. Whatever your strategy.
That'll do it. I need your question. What company did Craig Newmark found?
Craig Newmark. I never even heard of the guy. I'm going to go with Uber.
That's not a bad guess.
Any guesses from the Pinnacle? Craig Newmark.
Airbnb.
That's one of those answers.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Shoot.
I did say shoot. I did say shnikey.
Oh, you did.
Oh, shnikey.
All right,
all right.
Yeah, well, don't say shnikey again. Good God.
Shnikey.
We just dumped it, man.
Yeah.
All right. Shnikey.
Our bad.
We should have known that.
What is the echo?
I screwed up last time and used words I couldn't use on the air.
Brian, turn your radio down.
Down.
Okay.
Down.
I think that's just a phone.
Oh, phone.
I think it might be my Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Tooth.
Bluetooth.
Tooth.
Hey.
Toot.
Lambo.
Toot.
Wow, that goes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right, here's your question. Which fairy tale character slept for 20 years?
Sleeping Beauty.
Rip Van Winkle.
Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah, what was Rumpelstiltskin's deal? What was the, was he the hair dude? No, that was Rapunzel.
I don't know.
That was Rapunzel, let your hair
down.
Too
many. Too many.
What did Rumpelstiltskin do? Why did he matter?
He fell asleep under the tree and slept for a long time. That was,
That was Rip Van Winkle.
Dude took a nap.
Yeah,
he's famous.
He fell asleep for 20 years, and when he awoke, his bourbon was ready.
Well done. Mine's ready as soon as I pay for it.
All right, here's your question.
One time he slept for 23 years and it was delicious.
Yeah, right. Very expensive. Worth the sleep.
The duck-billed platypus is one of only three mammals in the world that can do what?
What?
Platypus!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can't swim.
Oh, they can swim.
They can't swim. Please rise.
Rise.
For your national anthem.
Anthem.
The duckbill platypus.
Platypus.
Is one of only three mammals in the world that can...
Lay eggs.
Lay eggs.
Ah, yeah.
Can you name either of the other two? I had no idea.
Turtles?
Not, well, they lay eggs, but they're not mammals.
An ostrich.
A bird. Need mammals. You're just telling me animals that lay eggs.
They can't fly.
I don't know if I can say
mongoose?
Either. Mongoose? The, no. The echidna? Echidna? Okay. And the monotremus?
Oh. Yeah, of course.
Now, Miles, you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
All right, your question. Echo.
I think I might be today's biggest dummy.
No, you're right.
In many ways, but maybe not on the show.
Question four, Brian.
What city is home to the University of Oregon?
Portland?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. What home is... I don't know. That's my guess. Portland, Oregon.
Salem?
Eugene, that's right.
Eugene, me Steve.
I know a guy named Eugene.
That's amazing. I know a guy named Eugene.
How about that?
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, your question.
I know a guy named Doug.
What is Japanese sake made from?
Ooh. I would say something that has to do with alcohol, but no, people use it all the time.
It is an alcohol.
What
Brian.
Grain do they use to create the alcohol?
Wheat.
Rice. Sake.
That's what I put on my feeties.
For some reason, instinctively, I want to be like, come on, dude, sake. You get it with sushi and Kieran's.
Right.
Okay, I get that every time.
I had that very recently. Jesus, that goes driving crazy.
Crazy.
All right. Which river carved the Grand Canyon?
Which river carved the Grand Canyon?
That's it.
Still runs through to this day.
The Montana River.
No, the Colorado River. How old are you, Brian?
I am 35.
No, really?
35.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
All right, you... The bionic man or the bionic woman, which one became bionic after a skydiving accident?
The bionic man. I should have guessed one, but I should have known.
Well, now you know you should have guessed one.
Michael Jackson's mother told him don't think twice, so I should have thought went with my second thought.
Yeah,
channel Michael Jackson.
I'm looking at the comments, man. People really like you. All right, your question.
Question.
What is the capital of Poland?
The capital of Poland.
Yes.
Poland. Warsaw.
Oh!
There it is.
Brian, way to go.
Man.
Holy cow.
F that guy and his echo. Tell him to... Okay. You can't be this dumb. Cut him off. This guy is stupid. Just hang up on this guy. Monster. Tell this guy to turn his effing radio down. And then we find out Rumpelstiltskin is the guy that spun hay into gold.
Oh, good for him. That was
That's
a hell of a
the
job.
Order of the comments
okay.
coming in.
Big
yeah,
Dummy
that's...
is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Oh, man. Hello, Eli. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Eli, you sober or not sober?
Sober,
Eli, welcome to the show. All right, men's room poll. Who do you fight, 26-year-olds, 20 seniors, or 7 wiener dogs?
I think I'm going to have to go with 6-year-olds.
The 6-year-olds? All right.
Is this because you think you can take them, or you just want to beat up 6-year-olds?
I'm a little bit taller, so I think it'd just be easier to give them the boot.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh, they'll run headfirst into your junk.
They will, man.
I know.
Oh, It's exactly what my son did to me, and it's just the point of when he made, not on purpose, but when he made contact, when the pain hit me, the pain reminded me that I had not been in this much pain since the last time it had happened, which like 25 years in between, man. Crippling.
Direct shot.
And all the while, I could just hear him going, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, man, you just don't touch me. Just leave me alone. I'll explain it when you get older. All right, your question. Studies have found that what kind of bird can learn to talk better than parrots? And as a hint, Miles and I would be fans of these birds.
Mm. I have no idea.
Not because we particularly like birds in general.
No, we would have an affinity towards this type
birds.
Of bird.
It's not like I don't like birds, but I don't really
parakeet?
Like birds.
What's that?
Parakeet?
Ravens.
Oh.
What?
I don't have a lot of bird connections, bro, but I mean...
I just thought it was a bird name you guys like to say.
Like cockatoo?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, cockatoo. Okay.
The macaw.
You know what?
Yeah, booby bird.
Right, based on character judgment, that is the better that's guess exactly is cockatoo. Right.
Booby.
You're at
booby.
Right. The titmouse. Right. There's a lot of birds. Okay, you know what? I like more birds than I thought I did. Okay. All right, then. What literary sport was invented in a pub in Manchester in the 1990s? I believe they played it in Harry Potter. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, I know this Harry Potter stuff.
Did you say Perry Potter?
Perry Potter.
This is an American cousin.
I'm Perry Potter.
The Jewish cousin kind of from across the pond.
What was your guess?
What kind of sport was it?
It's a sport from the book Harry Potter.
Oh, the only one I know is Quidditch.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Eli, very good. Okay, there you go. On the game.
Was there some other sport to know?
No, it's just the way he said it.
No, he said it. Well, the only one I can think of is Quidditch. I'm like, as far as I know, for it wasn't like football, soccer, or Quidditch.
As far as our poll goes, and who would you like to fight, believe it or not, as far as the contestants on Big Dummy, you said you wanted to go after the Wiener Dogs. 7 Wiener Dogs. Followed by 26-year-olds and seniors.
Who started out strong. How about on Twitter?
Twitter, same thing. 46% with those wiener dogs.
People want to fight the wiener dog. Unbelievable.
All right. Still to come, the head chef is on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has snack food news. Noah Sherlock coming up. And we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Head Chef is on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has snack food news. And Noah Sherlock is coming up a first time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
guys, can I get a little kid fish sandwich followed by a you like that from my 5-year-old son, Jax? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Sean.
Fish sandwich.
You like that? You like that?
Hola, guys. I want to wish my beautiful daughter, Caitlin, an amazing 18th birthday. She stole my birthday and my heart that day. Can you give her an original fish sandwich and have Robin give her some dirty German? Thanks, guys. That from Rich.
Fish sandwich.
How old is she?
18.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kannst ein bisschen Senf für mein Brezel lecken?
Hello, fellas and women. Today is my lovely wife, Kiko's birthday. Can she please get the dirty Germans talking about eating sushi? Thanks a lot, guys. That from Eric.
Yeah, I like anything that reminds me of fish.
Yeah, and sushi's so good. I can dip it in a sauce and make you a little spicy. Yeah. Also, my friend has a bird named Kiko.
Bitches, today's my son, Ryan's 24th trip around the sun, and it's my birthday, too. Can you please give Ryan a Your Penis Is Too Small and a Suck It Up cupcake?
Your penis is too small!
So suck it up, cupcake!
And since it's my birthday, too, I would like the Dirty Germans. Love you guys. Listen every day. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy. Next time someone tells you to shut your pie hole, let them know I have something to stuff your pie hole with.
Yeah, and Peggy, all this talk today has gotten me excited to see your badger hole.
Guys, this is my dad Steve's 39th trip around the sun. Can you give him a suck it up, Cupcake? And all the guys talking all over each other about how bad the Mariners suck. That from Stevie.
So, suck it up, Cupcake!
Well, actually, they don't.
Fair,
they're playing
man.
Some of the best baseball they've played in a long time.
They can close out a lot of games.
They're over the
time. But we all know they're not going to the World Series. Why do you go through it every year?
They'll fold in the end. Guys, it's my boyfriend Malcolm's birthday, and we listen to the Men's Room every day, and I'd love to surprise him with a shout-out with a fish sandwich, a long bong rip, and some dirty German talk. Thanks so much, guys. That from Nemo.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, for your birthday, when I'm done with you, they'll think it's an English pub, because I will have made blood pudding.
Yeah, and when you come over here, you'll wonder where to go, but Malcolm, X will mark the spot.
Hello, Michelle, and greetings from New Orleans, Louisiana. Me and my friends would like to send, and thanks for listening to us down there on the bayou. Me and my friends would like to send a birthday shout-out to our good friend and brother from another mother and car buddy, Jip Donald. He'll be celebrating his 44th birthday with us at work. Can we get a big old bong rip and the three of you talking over each other about your first strip club or gentleman club experience? Thanks, guys. That from Bruce, Jay, Dino, Rick, the Midnight Shift guys.
Jeez.
One of the first times I watched the strip club was my buddy.
It's real summer.
There were 2 minutes before he realized
the system was awesome.
They weren't necessarily all that
hot. And he grabbed her, and he pulled her out of there, and drove her back home, and we went home.
Sorry, that.
And he was a lot of cocaine. So pissed off. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
I'm going to give you a couple of extras. Guys, in regards to worst day at work, I have one about my buddy's worst day while we were in the Navy. We were both sleeping in our racks when I woke up to see my buddy screaming and cussing. I opened the curtain to my rack and looked down the wall to see the walk to see Andy cussing up a storm while completely covered in crap. He was staring at a busted sewage pipe, spilling poop all over his rack. That's right, Andy was dead asleep when the sewage pipe burst above his head. We were stationed on an aircraft carrier, so you can imagine the amount of turds Andy had to endure. Everyone in the sleeping area was evacuated, and poor Andy had to get a tetanus shot. Oh, let's see here. What do we got here? One reason I had to leave my job one day was working at a grocery store in the morning where I managed produce department. I'm outside having a smoke break next to the parking lot and the railroad tracks. Well, one of my regular customers was deaf, but he always came in, and then he'd go over and walk to McDonald's every morning to grab some breakfast. Well, he had just left the grocery store, and he did not see the train. I saw the whole thing and couldn't do anything since it was too late in that split second. He landed right in front of me at 45 yards of getting hit, flying through the air. It took the train a half mile to stop. That was my worst day at work. The boss told me to go home after that experience, so I went to a bar, hooked up with some Valiums from a friend, and had a few beers. It's probably a pretty good idea. As far as things you found out, guys, here's one of the weirdest things to find out. Recently, my family has found out it was much larger than we thought. My mother was raised to believe her mom was dead and that she'd been killed in a boat crash in Florida. Come to find out 50 years later, she was alive and well.
What?
And living in another state. On top of that, I now have 9 aunts and uncles I never knew of. All have siblings. Yes, that's right. Everyone has a different father. Talk about a surprise, and all this from the one who contacted us after using Ancestry.com.
Wow.
That is amazing. And as far as the subject of lucky to be alive, Olavicholas, it is August 2013. I am in Petersburg, Alaska. It is a gorgeous, warm day. We just get done getting grub from the boat and had an afternoon before my boyfriend went back out seining. So we decided to go to the lake to hang out.
I hopped in the car. We drive out the road. There is only one road to drive on that island. We turn onto the gravel road to head to the lake, and the next thing I know, I am halfway out of the window, upside down, with my head pinned under between the 4Runner and the tree, while my brothers and boyfriend are running around the car trying to figure out how to get me out. I was there for at least 2 hours before any help arrived, holding the car up with my head. I was coming in and out from the bright light people talk about. When help finally arrived, they used the jaws of life to get me out. I looked like Sloth from the Goonies for a while afterwards. My face and right side of my body didn't move for months. I ended up getting all the feeling and movement back in my body, but yeah, it was a close call. You guys are awesome. Thanks for bringing entertainment to my workday every day. And thanks again from lovely Juneau, Alaska. And one more, guys. As far as neighbors, my neighbor is a stay-at-home alcoholic. His wife is the breadwinner, buys his smokes, buys his beer, bought his motorcycle. He also eats his burgers and isn't the handsomest guy around. He's a nice guy, but kind of backwoods. He must be hung like a horse. That from Josh.
Sounds like a hell of a life, including all those burgers.
Yeah, still to come on the return of Noah Sherlock. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, both first.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody here today. Sometimes you don't feel it, and it can be sudden. It's an attack.
Oh, no. Is this a snack attack?
Snack attack! Now, everybody likes snacks, right?
Sure.
Regular people, old people, small children. Hmm? Everybody's down for a snack.
I consider appetizer the snack of the meal.
Wow.
No. I don't know what it is with you, man. Like, this crowd,
every time.
They just...
Yeah. Especially on this segment.
It's all the time. I don't know. This audience.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Harsh.
Yeah. Well,
harsh.
Appetizers are just different, man.
Yeah.
They're not, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Some people think a shot is a snack.
Yeah.
Small little amount.
A mini snack.
Have a little snack of liquor. You know, I'm going to start using that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, you want a little snack? A little cinnamon snack? Mm. All right. Basically, they just did a survey on some of the snacking habits people have. Sorry, I'm thinking about just drinking now. So simple, right? Like, do you think people are more likely to snack if they're having a bad day?
Absolutely.
66% said yes.
Yeah, because they're in a bad mood.
You're in a bad mood? Yeah, you don't care. I'm snacking, bitch.
Where do you go to if you're in a bad mood?
I don't know, man. Like, if I'm in a bad mood to work, it's limited to what we have in the vending machine, right?
All right.
But I'll typically go sweet over... So if I'm in a bad mood, like, I'm going to grab my Pop-Tarts over grabbing Cheetos, say.
All right.
That said, if I have Pop-Tarts, it does not mean I'm in a bad mood. But if I am in a bad mood, it's going to be Pop-Tarts, not Cheetos.
I said you eat a lot of Pop-Tarts, dude.
I'm always in a bad mood, man. I'm just always angry.
Sometimes I feel weird because, like, some foods, like, if I'm excited, like, oh, let's eat Cheetos.
Sure.
Or if I'm in a bad mood, it's like, oh, let's eat Cheetos. Do people store snacks anywhere besides the kitchen? Like
yes.
A desk
yes.
Or their car?
No, how about their nightstand? Is that not on there? By
no.
Their bed?
Who do you know is hiding snacks in their nightstand?
God, I know a lot
We've
of people.
We've had people that have called.
Yeah,
that made it sound normal.
I do know a lot of people.
Is that like going to bed early or are you just that hungry?
No, man, they just have snacks in
their pull the drawer open, man. Boom, Snickers time.
In case when you're in bed, you wake up and need a Snickers
I don't
bar.
Know why.
And a bag of Lay's potato chips. You know?
Oh, yeah. I definitely know those people. I know those people who have... It's where they... look, there's certain people out there that you see, and you know they don't really eat a lot.
Uh-huh.
And
not in front of you.
No, not in front of you. But, man, when they get home, they've got food everywhere.
I mean, I like to eat, but, like, the idea, number one, I don't know. That just seems way too bad.
But you got to remember...
Can't, like, I can't stereotypically, as a chubby guy, be walking around with a drawer full of snacks next to my bed.
But you also only use your bedroom for sleeping and sex.
Yes,
so
a lot of people go in there.
A lot of people go in there and watch television or whatever. Do
things. All right.
When you close it down, you shut it down, and you go in there, and it's over.
Right, you're right. I guess that's different. If I had a TV in there, maybe I'd have some snacks.
Sure, popcorn, whatever.
Should we use the lube or a snack? I mean, I could do either right now.
They're in the same drawer.
Like I'm horny, but I'm also kind of hungry.
That brings us to a next one. Do people ever eat in bed? 34% said yes. 66% said they don't because they hate having crumbs in their sheets.
Yeah, I don't eat in bed, man.
Yeah,
no,
do you watch TV? You guys watch TV
little
in bed?
Bit, yeah, not too much.
Yeah,
so. Not really.
Well, I mean, do you have one in
yes,
there?
Yes.
The only I'm thinking about switching that up. But I'm worried I'll stay in there.
You know you will, man. Yes. Especially on the weekend.
With a fan
you, like,
on.
Like, you don't have to get up, man. Like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good life.
Do you have weed in your nightstand? Mike makes
a
good point. Okay.
I do.
Because there's probably weed in your nightstand before food. But now, if you put the TV in your room, brother, we won't see you again.
Yes.
Good call.
Right? Late night snackers, meaning after 9 p.m.
Hell yeah.
I'm with you. I know it's the worst time. But that's the ideal time to have snacks.
You're high. You're watching television. Why not?
Yeah, I'm chilling out. I'm coming down, right. Man. Whatever.
54% of people said yes. 46 said they usually don't eat after 9 p.m. Respect in the world to you people.
Absolutely. If you got that kind of discipline. That's to me, that's when the fun food comes out.
Oh, yeah. You don't need anything healthy or green.
No. It's like, I'll make a salad. That's what I'll do with dietary.
It's processed. That's all you need to know. Whatever you're going to eat after 9 p.m. Right. does not come from nature.
No one grabs an orange.
Right.
No one grabs an apple or a banana or makes a smart decision even on the snack.
It has 73 ingredients, and you've only heard of three of them.
You ever do the thing where it's like, you know what? I want a snack. Maybe I'll make a sandwich. Well, I shouldn't eat a sandwich. So then you just start eating some lunch meat rolled up with a piece of cheese.
Oh, man.
Who needs bread?
I bought crackers the other day just because they had that Cheeto cheese in them.
Oh,
it's just Cheetos crackers. It's like, I'm buying these. Cheetos crackers? Are you kidding me?
Do you pretty much snack throughout the day or at a specific time each day?
Night.
Yeah, 67% of people said it varies throughout the day. 33% have a regular time. They like to have a snack. Yeah, I think nighttime is clearly what I would do more snacking. But, yeah, I think some people plan out their snacks, you know? Like, I have lunch at this time and then a snack at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I like this one. They say, when you snack, do you usually go for, like, sweet or salty?
I like a combination
just
of
depends.
Both.
Depends, yeah.
69% said salty, 31% said sweet. I think, overall, I much prefer salty snacks.
Yeah, but the greatest is always, like, the salt, like, the chocolate-covered pretzels. Like, they combine
that, but that's a perfect world,
the
man.
Two of it.
I don't know. I'm always, like, my daughter has Oreos all the time. So, I mean, I'm not, by midnight, dude, I'm mowing down on Oreos.
Well, that's the other thing, too. I'll keep some salty snacks in my house.
Sure.
Like, I just can't keep sweet snacks in there because I'll eat them.
You eat them instantly.
Yeah.
They're not snacks. They're immediate.
I can't keep snacks. Who can keep snacks? I mean, maybe two sessions and they're gone. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Can of Pringles. I mean.
Oh, gone. No question.
Maybe two sessions.
I mean, that's their whole thing, dude. Once you pop.
Was that sharp?
It's awful, dude.
Is it really?
It's riverbed, man. Yeah,
okay. Oh, it's dry.
Yep.
All right.
This is like you just opened a tomb that no one had discovered for 4,000 years.
The tomb
that
of the
initial waft. Right.
The tomb of the unknown brown boulder.
Truly Tutankhamun, yeah.
Did any snacks lead to this fart?
I just had some Cheetos.
Get a chocolate milkshake for lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And a pierogi.
Ooh, that'll get it.
Jalapeno sausage, brother. Nothing good happening inside of me.
What's a breakfast food that could be considered a snack?
To me, breakfast cereal, man.
All right, that's fair. I didn't think about cereal. I was remember thinking about it in my head.
French toast sticks or something?
Donuts.
Eggo waffles. All right.
A donut's an anytime snack.
It is. I know it's... I mean, look.
People eat them in the morning.
Is donuts considered... Yeah, I was going to say breakfast.
Only because you sell them with coffee. But listen, if you bring in donuts at 6 p.m., guess what? The exact same number of people are going to eat donuts.
I mean, I think a donut is kind of a snack.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Like...
It's a treat. It's a snack.
I don't think people... Like, do you sit down and just eat, like, a donut? Like, I feel like most people...
No.
Right? Like, you have, like, a breakfast, and then it's like, oh, I'm going to have a donut.
I don't even know the last time I've eaten a donut over a plate.
Most people eat a donut standing. Like, it doesn't even make it back to the desk by the time they get
to exactly.
The kitchen.
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's a donut.
well, here's a crazy thing. According to a new survey, the average American eats how many donuts a year?
Not enough. 52.
Lower.
25.
31.
That's it?
That seems ridiculous to me, too. They say that's averaging around 2 to 3 donuts a month.
You got to be around them, though. Unless you go and buy them specifically or you work or live by a donut place. If people bring in donuts, we eat them.
Oh,
I guarantee you we're over, if not close to that number.
I think it's got to be over, just the amount of donuts that are available.
Radio's a big, big donut place, man.
It is.
I mean, it's
bring us donuts. Yeah, we'll eat your donuts.
I say we're the top profession known for donut eating.
You think so?
Unbelievable. You walk in here, there's donuts
I can't
all
think
the time.
Of any other profession. Right?
No other profession.
And you know what the
people
first...
People think donuts, they think radio.
Always.
And what's the first two words out of most people's mouth when they see those donuts? God damn it.
Because
they know they just brought in a full breakfast, a full lunch or whatever, and it doesn't matter. You're trying to be healthy. You're still going to eat the donut.
I think the donut is one of those foods you hear the most, I shouldn't.
But.
Right?
But it's a donut.
I mean, look, I've done it.
Is that the diet breaker? More than any other food, is a donut the thing that says,
it's like human,
I'm right? trying to be decent, but I'm going to go ahead and eat a donut.
No, I don't think it's a diet breaker. I just think Miles is right. No matter what you're on or what you're doing health or fitness-wise, it's just like,
if they show
ah,
up.
Crap, I'm eating a donut.
Like right when you think you're doing well, like you worked out in the morning or you're trying to be good or you ate healthy last donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. they show up like, oh, I'm here.
31 donuts a year is the average. It's a lot of donuts. There's more than 25,000 donut shops in this country, and they're pumping out over 10 billion donuts a year.
And even the donut that you don't like the most is still a pretty good donut.
Yeah, but God, I hate these. I hate coconut donuts. And trust me, there's none left. But I'll tell you how little I enjoyed it.
If you laid all the donuts. Right.
As I was like sucking the stuff off my fingers. God, these are terrible.
If you took all the donuts that the United States ate last year and laid them side by side, they go around the earth 19 times.
Oh, my God.
And those are just regular donuts. That's not like maple bars and like. The long twisty sticks.
So basically, with long twisty sticks.
I don't know what you call that.
Let
one
me get
right
one
now.
Of them long twisty sticks. Yeah.
It's a lot of donuts. The survey also found out that majority of people prefer a classic donut flavor, like chocolate or just the regular glaze,
mm-hmm.
over new flavors like bacon or mango. I'd never even heard of a mango donut.
Yeah, not until just right now.
I don't like fruit in my donut.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's a thing. On the other side of that, if you're like, Ted, I like snacking on booze. Well, good news. There's a diet
booze snacker.
There's a diet vodka coming from Kettle One. Now, they're not exactly calling it diet, but it has less calories. It has 73 calories,
it has
23
less
than regular vodka. It's not as strong.
It's almost like if your kid squeezed lemon into a bottle and watered down your vodka.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what it's less alcohol. It's more water, it's less calories, and it's flavor. It's just not as potent.
Who wants that?
Look, I can't talk any trash. I was drinking hard soda waters last weekend.
Yeah, still. I mean, you weren't trying to get drunk, were you?
Oh, they got me there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hard soda water.
Yeah, dude.
How was it?
Awesome.
Oh, really? Yes. Is that when you were waving back and forth, though?
That didn't help.
Okay. Oh. All right. So it's really, really good. Very smooth.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Still to come with Drinking Toast, speaking of, with the shot of the day. Return of Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Connor, we'll drink a toast. We have the shot of the day, but first our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Kicks it.
Looking for stories with headlines and screams.
Well, no sh**, Sherlock.
And away we go. Scientists should not reanimate decapitated human heads.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Now, Miles, I didn't read the full article. I will assume it is associated with the article you read earlier today. Something to the effect of people with head transplants. What was it? Look, put it this way.
Might go insane?
Yeah, science has gotten a lot closer to head transplants, and that's why these headlines are popping up. So one of the follow-ups was that people with head transplants, they believe, might go insane because it'd be kind of weird getting used to a whole new body.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, man. Things would feel different. Your pain tolerance is different. Are you lactose intolerant now? Or are you not? You put on like everything, man.
Yeah. It's like putting a Ferrari motor, man, in a little tiny smart car.
Right.
You just don't know what's going to happen, man.
Or maybe putting a terrible motor into an awesome Lamborghini body.
A little 50cc. Yeah,
right. You might be cut for the first time in your life. Unpaid internships unfairly favor the wealthy.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No shit, Sherlock.
So you're telling me I bring someone on, they do work for me, I don't pay them a dime, and I benefit. Huh. Who would have thunk it? Studies suggest your adulthood self-esteem has roots in the way you were raised as a child.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock.
I told you that.
John McCain says, quote, Vladimir Putin is an evil man.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No shit, Sherlock.
The so-called autism epidemic is not an epidemic. It's an increase in reported incidents due to growing awareness.
Sherlock.
And we'll give you one more. where do we want to go? Oh, here we go. If this is a quote. If we let everybody go, there'd be nobody in prison.
No shit, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Free time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 53-year-old Robert L. Williams Sr. of Sharpsburg, North Carolina. And first, a congratulations to our friend Robert here, because a few weeks ago, he was elected mayor by just 7 votes of Sharpsburg, North Carolina. And keep in mind, that's a hell of a win for this guy, because he'd run for mayor 2 times before. He lost both times, throws his hat in the ring a third time by 7 votes. He wins. And then just a few hours after he is declared the winner, Robert was pulled over for drunk driving. Apparently, he got drunk while celebrating his win, and then the cops arrested him after he started swerving all over the road. He's facing several charges, including driving while impaired, carrying a concealed weapon, and more. And the police chief says Robert will still face those charges, even though he is the mayor. Quote, nobody's above the law. So congratulations to Robert, who finally becomes mayor of the town he's been trying to become mayor of, celebrates, and then gets pulled over for drunk driving on his way home. And the fact that he had the concealed weapon as well. There's your mayor. I get the feeling things will be a little lax in that town for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you just wouldn't.
The mayor,
somebody can give you a ride home.
Anybody, right? I don't know how big this town is. I assume it's not huge. You only won by 7 votes. I get it. You celebrate. You're happy. But you're right. The one night, just the one night, you don't get pulled over, man. Either way, congratulations. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Get to Color 9 on the line right now for Profile This, 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.